One of the things that has gripped me about communion when we have it is that it sort of is a solemn thing. And the bread and the juice, they definitely speak to us of Jesus giving himself. But sometimes we concentrate on the crucifixion, which is right, but not the giving himself in his totality. And so I want to speak just for a second. Communion is not about the crucifixion alone. It is about our unity with God. The word means sharing in common. Jesus, the bread of life, shared his life with us. And breaking of bread is a symbol of that shared life. Jesus, our Redeemer, shared his love for us by laying down his life. This is the greatest love, and the cup represents Jesus sharing his love. So when we take communion, we're sharing in Jesus' life and his love. This is life and this is love, and it didn't begin at the Lord's Supper. Communion actually started before the foundation of the earth, when you and I were chosen to be in him. Isn't that wonderful? We were chosen to share in the love and the life shared by the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Communion is about God's desire to share himself with us by determining to adopt us as his sons and his daughters. It's about being one with each other and with the Father, as Jesus was one with the Father and is one with us. So when Jesus told us to remember him, he wasn't asking us to focus only on his suffering, but to focus on his love for us and for this world. And I look forward to the time when all of us share in the joy of communion while shouting praises to the one who brought us together. And so, rather than think so much of the crucifixion, which is appropriate to do, absolutely appropriate, let's think of the totality of the one who gave himself, his body, broken for us, shared with us, given to us. And I believe that's the richness of this symbolism as we take bread. There is something slightly more than just symbolism in it, though. There's something kind of amazingly special when we take the cup. His love poured out for us, and we enjoy that. When you look at who Jesus is and his coming to the planet, very soon we are going to celebrate Christmas is coming, and the fact that he has already come to the earth, and he's with us, and he shares his life with us, and he invites us to share his life with others. So as we take bread and wine this morning, I pray that it will be with joy. I ask that it will be a joyful sense in our hearts of the one who gave himself for us. So would you join me as we pray? God, we thank you this morning for Jesus. And as we gather as the family this morning around this table, we know, Lord, that it is kind of a ritualistic thing, but we bless you that there's a reality of understanding and revelation and appreciation of Jesus who gave himself for us in all his fullness, his life poured out for us that we might have life in all its fullness. Lord, that's full of joy. And we bless you and we praise you for that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. something now that maybe we're not used to. I'd like you to turn to the person next to you and say to them that we live on the resurrection side of Calvary. We live on the resurrection side of Calvary. God, we thank you together for the joy that there is because of what Jesus has done. And Lord, we celebrate this not just on this day as we gather around this table, but we celebrate it every day because of the one who lives in us and with us. And we praise you today for Jesus and for the Spirit who has come and for the Father who is part of that wonderful, amazing unity so that we celebrate communion together. Amen.